Yesterday we went out, we grabbed lunch. You know what? I don't know how you feel, Alex, and Live the Web Girl, but I enjoyed hanging out with you two yesterday and getting some food. We went to Patachou, which I've only been to one time, I think, like almost 2 years ago when they were interviewing Alex and I for this job. And it was delicious, but I haven't been there since.
Yeah, it was a good time.
It was good. I got there and sit down, and it's like, well, what would you like to drink? And what did you get, Alex? Like a water?
I just had water.
Liv, what'd you get? I don't even remember everything.
I got a water and a black coffee.
Okay, yeah. And I was like, somebody else ordered, and they got like an Arnold Palmer iced tea. That's like the iced tea lemonade mix. If you don't know what that is, it's really good. Really nice when you put alcohol in it and call it a John Daly. But I didn't know what I was going to get, and I actually got a Coke at first. I'm like, wait a minute. I'll take that too. But I felt like a tool. I felt so just like, I felt like everybody's looking at me when I changed my order to what that person
Something
got.
Something is seriously wrong with you.
And then it came down to order food. And it's like, okay, Alex ordered some weird poo-poo soup or something.
Split pea soup.
It looked like puke.
Yeah, it's good, though.
Liv, of course, said, hey, can I just have a head of lettuce? They're like, oh, no problem. So she just munched on it or
She'd
something
actually
like a
asked,
rabbit.
Asked for just like a bowl of dirt.
I did not. I got avocado toast.
She's like, sheesh. Is this organic? Is this organic dirt? I need good stuff to keep me regular. And then the person next to us, I never met this person before. They ordered something, and it made me want to change my order. So I did. I ordered what they ordered, too. I got the exact same thing that they did.
Same drink, same meal.
Same everything, and I felt like, oh, my God. Like, it was good. I enjoyed the meal. It was so good, but I just felt like you were looking at me, Alex. I feel like Liv was looking at me like, Joe ordered exactly what that person got. Am
Literally,
I wrong about this or no?
You are very wrong. Absolutely nobody cares what you order. I think it speaks to your anxiety, how much you were worried about it, and no one else noticed. Yeah, nobody cares.
239-1009. Does anybody else struggle with this, where you have an idea like what you're gonna eat when you go out, but then you like end up ordering exactly what somebody else does? Or I think I'm the only one, which makes
people
me even feel weirder.
No, people do it all the time. Like, you see what your friends wearing, you're like, oh, that looks good, I'll get that.
Right, exactly. You're the only one that stresses about it.
But do you ever do that? Like,
No.
Not even saying you stress, but have you ever went out and you'd be like, oh, I'm just gonna change my order completely?
Yeah, I'm like, if they say their order, I'm like, oh, I didn't even see that on the menu. That sounds better. I'm going to get that as well.
Yeah, nobody thinks it's weird for you to order what they order.
Okay, well, then maybe it's my opinion. If we went out and ordered food and you did that and it happened like multiple times, I'm like, oh my God, Liv's trying to suck up to me to be my buddy.
What?
That's what I would think it would be.
You are delusional.
Seriously, some major issues going on.
No, I mean, I ate the food. I have no problem with the food. It tasted really, really good.
Yeah, but
I
in your mind, like, the stuff that you get insecure about is bizarre.
And you stress out about it. I mean, sheesh. Like, you stress out about things that no human should stress out about.
There's no way I'm alone in this one. Nobody's calling, so now
exactly.
I feel, like, depressed about this.
Yeah, because no one, like,
Hold on. Good morning, Joe and Alex show. Do you struggle with this same thing?
I do struggle.
Yes. We're not alone. We can have our own group. What's your name?
Amy.
Amy, tell us about it. What happens when you go out to eat?
Well, I mean, if I order something and then I eventually change my mind and, you know, the waitress already walked away and then I tell them I wanted something else, so I just feel embarrassed and I'm like, they have to do double the work and they're annoyed and I feel like everyone's like, oh my God, Amy, why did you just do that?
You can make it do more work.
Yeah, but Joe's not concerned about what the waiter thinks. He only cares, like, if he sees someone in a restaurant ordering something and he copies them, then that person thinks he's
weird. Well, I care about the waiter too. Don't act like I don't care about the hostess or the waiter. I have feelings.
Their opinions of you is what I'm saying. Amy, are you on anti-anxiety meds? Do you suffer from anxiety?
No, I do not, actually. I guess I care about what other people think.
Well, Joe should be on some anti-anxiety meds.
Oh, I'm on something. I don't know.
They need to sprinkle in a little bit more.
Yeah, let's up your dosage. It's not working.
All right, Amy, I'll see you next Tuesday for our usual meetup so we can discuss our problem, okay?
I'll be there.
All right, awesome. I appreciate that.